from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fellas, listen up. All you ever ask for is an opportunity. You got it today. Where else would you rather be than right here?
Blitz coming. Allen steps up in the pocket, going to take off and run. Has the first down and more. To the 40, to the 35, 30. Breaks away. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Josh Allen. Yeah, give him a flex, Josh. You just schooled them with their back turn. Back to pass. Fires over the middle, complete on a crossing route to Shakir, who gets away from the tackler. Down to the 10, looking for the end zone, and he's in! Khalil Shakir did a disappearing act on the tackler, reversed his field, and found the end zone. Unbelievable! Takes the snap, looking to his left, fires quickly, and it's picked off! Rasul Douglas at the 40, on his feet, to the 30, to the 25, down to the 15, 10, 5, and into the end zone for the touchdown! Rasul Douglas, the playmaker, does it again!
Live from Bills training camp at St. John Fisher University, you're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Good morning. Welcome to St. John Fisher coverage of Bills training camp from St. John Fisher, presented by Admar Construction, the equipment you need when you need it. Brought to you in part by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by your Western New York Ford dealers and the all-purpose affordable Ford Bronco Sport. Jeremy and Joe from the same spot we've been a couple times before. Same seat.
Yep.
In the pavilion between the fields, between the turf field. And this is the setup every year. We're going to get the jugs machine on this one.
With the kickers and punters,
yes,
and long snappers.
That's
also
right. A lot of special team stuff going on this field. Behind us, the stands will be filled today with Bills fans out here to see practice. Practice number one for the Buffalo Bills. Welcome to football season. We did it.
I can smell the turf. I can smell the turf. Did we do it?
We did it.
Is this the football is back today?
Yes.
Or is football back when the Hall of Fame game happens? Because that's when everyone sends the tweets out.
No.
Or is football back on the Thursday, but for Ravens and Chiefs?
It's today. I'm prepared to defend it as today.
It's today?
Yes. Here's the reason why it's today. Because every other time it kind of comes back, whether that's mini camp, yeah, rookie camp, OTAs, mm-hmm, every other time it comes back, they go away and take a break.
Yeah.
And now
there's no break?
No.
This is it. They're
Josh
here.
Allen, these receivers, they are together today, and they really don't leave outside of a bye week.
Right.
But they work together for the next 6 months.
Yeah, no more vacations, right? No more trips, unless your name is Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
You just show out.
No more have a good summer. No more. Yeah, none of that.
Yeah.
We're just back. We're back for training camp. So, hi. Howdy. Good morning. We are at St. John Fisher. You can call us at any point. We can take your phone calls. Excited to get out there and see lots of different players today. You know, it's I would say, Joe, I've been off for...
Yeah, you're back, too.
I'm back.
Jeremy's back.
I'm back.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Just in time.
It's like riding a bike, right? This is just...
Yeah.
We're back. I'm back. We're back. It's training camp. It's exciting. We're happy to be here. We're here today, tomorrow, and Friday for the rest of this week for our morning shows. And Sal's going to be out here. Sal joins us at 7. Mike Catalana out here in Rochester covering the Bills for WHAM and Buffalo Plus on YouTube. He's joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. We expect to, of course, be visited by coaches, Brandon Bean. At some point, you know, we've got 3 weeks out here at St. John Fisher, and it's just great to be back.
So. I also like just doing the show outside.
That's true.
You ever, like, in school when the weather started getting nice and your teacher is like, hey, you guys want to go outside today? Go out to the pavilion, and we'll sit at the picnic tables. We'll have class outside. That's what today feels like.
Yep.
It's a week of let's go. Get some – and, you know, doing the morning show, it's usually pretty nice out.
Yeah.
And it's not hot and humid. Although there might have been – were there a couple days last year where it was, like, untenably hot?
Yeah, this time of year you get a little bit of it's
you'll get a couple days.
Sometimes
where
you need the morning relentless. Chill, so I need to bring a quarter zip. It's QZ season a little bit in the morning.
Yep,
QZ season. But then by the afternoon it's going to get hot. The forecast today we could see passing storms, maybe, but looking like sunshine and the rain doesn't fall here until the afternoon. So, 84 degrees. I don't think you know we can necessarily complain about being too hot considering where some of the other training camps are. But we're started. We're underway here for the Bills. Meetings, presumably last night. You know, one thing I thought about this year's training camp that will be a fun story to follow, if you want to follow a fun story, is that the players move in. I'm half kidding when I say NFL coaches have a battle on their hands keeping their players' attention because this is training camp with College Football 25, the video game out.
Oh, yeah.
And these guys are going to be back.
That's a new challenge.
You don't – I mean, listen.
How many coaches in the league would have been coaching when there was a college football video game last?
That's right. So forget Madden. These guys have the ability to really form rivalries. You know, if you're on the Bills and you're all playing Madden, you're playing with other teams.
Yeah.
Josh Allen can roll out Wyoming against Keon Coleman's Florida State, and they can go at it if they're really competitive.
I think – is Allen in the game? I know like Mahomes is in the game. I know there's a couple NFL players.
I believe he is. The college football game has ultimate team players.
Yeah.
And I believe Allen is like a, you know, Wyoming alumni.
Wyoming alumni,
you can just be Wyoming and roll out Allen as your quarterback, which might be different.
Yeah.
So whatever. Anyway, here we are. It's a training camp that, Joe, I've been listening for the last month. I've been off for a month on, you know, paternity leave or whatever. And I've been listening and, you know, it's not like I'm out of the loop. I think it's pretty safe to say this is the most often that a training camp has been described as different from other training camps for a team. The refrain is a little bit of a different camp this year, huh? Big changes, leadership changing, offensive turnover, defensive turnover. Mm-hmm. I know in One Bills Live yesterday the conversation was which coordinator has more of a job to do, a little bit, to get the most out of their unit. They both have, Bobby Babich and Joe Brady, new faces. Mm-hmm. And they themselves are new faces. Last year, Bobby Babich is not the defensive coordinator.
Right.
Last year, Joe Brady's not the offensive coordinator. So we've got a team here that, as they show up for practice, there's a lot of good answers on what might interest you the most, what player you might want to see, what coach matters to you, what they're going to say out there, positional battles on defense in the secondary.
Yeah.
Like, you have more going on, it feels like, this year than a lot of previous years, in the last, like, 4 or 5 at least.
And you, of course, have big personalities, not even personalities. You have big names that are not here for the first time in years. When's the last time they had a training camp without Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer?
Right.
Has it been – I mean, Rex was the coach.
Yeah.
Right? know Tre'Davious White, and even though he hasn't participated in every camp, like, he's at least been here. He's been present. What, wasn't he doing, like, parachute stuff on the field in front of us a couple of years ago?
Stationary bike, or doing the old hit a monster truck tire with a hammer.
Yeah, okay.
He's doing that for a while.
Hit a monster truck tire with a hammer?
Yeah.
Or, like, oh, one of those, like a sledgehammer.
A sledgehammer,
Yeah. Coming over the top.
Yeah, sledgehammer, a monster truck tire. This is good for your knee.
Okay, I had him in my mind do, like, a regular hammer. He's just going at it with a tire. I don't know.
That's good for the elbow.
Yeah. But you, I mean, if you're a fan coming, like, that is, think of the ovations when, like, last year at camp. Who got the biggest ovations? Allen, of course. Yeah. Last year, Hamlin, because it was fresh off.
That's right.
You know, him finally returning. And then Poyer, Hyde, Diggs.
Trey White.
Like, these are the guys at camp, like, fans are coming to see. And this year, I guess why it is different is, why were you coming in the last couple of years to camp? It's, okay, let me see the big guys, right? Let me see all of the players that we've grown to love and grown accustomed to. And there's going to be a guy mixed in here and there. Elam a couple of years ago. James Cook. Last year would have been Kincaid. Let me get the curiosity factor in a little. This year I feel like it's all curiosity.
Yeah.
Like, what is Curtis Samuel? What is Dalton? What is Kincaid this year? Does he look any different? What is Coleman? You know, I'm going to probably just start naming wide receivers when we figure out, like, who people are curious of.
Like, as you're naming that, though, as you're going through those names, I'm thinking, you know, you went from pop factor. Like, when someone walks on the field, how big is their ovation? And this year that's different because Curtis Samuel is going to be an important player for this team. But could anybody pick him out of a lineup? A Bills fan walking out here.
Do you know what number he's going to be wearing today?
One. He's wearing one.
Okay, see, I asked that question, and I thought it was one, but I wasn't even that. I wasn't even 100%.
Coleman, zero. Curtis Samuel, one.
Yeah.
It's not the same as even Gabe Davis. And, again, like, this is not to say anything about on-field stuff. Just the reputation or whatever you've earned with fans over the years.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fresh faces. Like, Khalil Shakir is the only returning receiver.
Yeah. Is there, like, a trust factor that fans have had with these guys that we've mentioned that are now gone? Like, hey, you know, there might be questions here and there, but it's okay because we've got Allen, you've got Diggs, you've got Hyde, you've got Poyer, you've got Davis, you've got White, you've got these guys that you have this level of faith in, this trust of, okay, well, these guys are still here and you know you can trust them. And now, like, who do you know you can trust on this team going into the year? Like, you can trust Allen, you can trust Matt Milano, right? And even that's a guy coming off an injury, but I don't feel like there's the big concern with him that there has been with other injured players in the past. Fair or foul on that. Do people feel like they can trust, like, okay, it's okay, guys, we got Rasul Douglas. Like, I think he's a great corner. DVOA had him number one in the league at his position from week 8 on last year, but this is his first training camp for the Bills. And do fans feel like you can just automatically trust this guy? Like, there's a trust factor that I think needs to be built with players this camp and into this season, where fans are showing up at camp today, and, like, it's a lot of new. I mean, that needs to be said. There's a lot of new.
Big turnover. You know, on Milano and his return from injury, how much do we know about his readiness?
He returned to the field at minicamp, so we're not doing the, is he going to be ready? Like, he's going to be ready.
Load management, will there be any sort of...
Well, what's weird is, did we ever concretely find out what his injury was?
It's a broken leg, but in a way that's different, because some broken legs, guys come back in, you know, 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And he definitely did not do that.
Yeah.
And had to go through the entire offseason on a plan to come back. But that's the other thing. You know, minicamp is about media sessions, how much can the media see, and now we're at, you can't hide that much.
Yeah.
You're going to know if a guy's getting all of the team drills versus positional workouts, blah, blah, blah. So injuries to monitor, who's picked up what. Like, two guys. So you mentioned Milano coming off injury. Vaughn's the other one.
Yeah.
Like, how involved is Von Miller right away? Does he have the look of Von Miller the way he did 2 years ago at camp, which was day one, like, oh, he's just faster than other defensive ends. He's different. Because if I get a report of that today, it's pretty good news,
right? He looks spry. Sure. He looks juiced up.
Even though it is, just practice, just training camp. I mean, he was obviously battling it, and he started to say how he should not have been on the field. Okay, if he feels 100% and ready to go now,
yeah,
then that's very, very good news. I mean, the Bills probably need that.
They need him badly, I think, at that position.
Well, the Dolphins just added Emmanuel Ogbah. Scratch him off. Another potential guy that maybe you would have thought they could hunt for a defensive end on the market. He's gone.
Yannick Ngakoue is visiting somewhere, but I can't remember where off the top of my head.
And after that, you're at, like, Carl Lawson. If you thought they were going to add another hired gun, there are still some people out there holding out hope the Bills are going to do something at receiver. I don't think that's happening. I defensive end, I would have listed as something they would add, but maybe they're just waiting for the deadline, and that's going to be a story we track, of course.
They could add another body. It just wouldn't be someone that rates, you know, the same way that, like, if you're thinking there's a Leonard Floyd out there still, I don't think there is.
I don't either.
There could be a guy that plays.
But. And I heard you talk about it with Joe Marino of Locked On Bills earlier this week, that if they wanted to add at safety, there are good safeties out there.
Right?
Maybe they got Mike Edwards, Cole Bishop. Maybe they just feel good about what they've got, Taylor Rapp. Or there are good players out there. So,
and then the other position is corner. And this will be, you know, down the list a little bit of, I think, storylines to follow throughout camp here, because it's not really a starting battle, right? Like, Douglas and Benford are their starting corners, like, undoubtedly. And I think you can feel pretty good about those two. But every single year they have had their cornerback depth tested. Dane Jackson, I talked about this with Marino too, that Dane Jackson was never a listed starter on this football team, and he ended up starting like almost 30 games for them because they had their depth tested. And right now, what's their depth at corner? It's kind of only Kyer Elam, who has had some mixed results on the field for games, but the Bills have definitely kind of showed their hand that they haven't really trusted him in the last couple of seasons, and he's kind of it right now. So is he going to give them enough faith throughout camp here that I'm good. You guys don't have to go out and think about corner. Like, I can be the number three, next man up. If I'm going to start a few games, then I'm able to do that. Because if not, like, they've got this a little bit of availability with money left over, and that could be another position that they have to address if they go through camp and feel like, oh, we still can't trust Kyer Elam. Okay, then we have to go start looking at corners again.
Yeah. 803-0550, our number, 1-888-550-2550. You can give us a call. Let us know, you know, if you're coming, when you're coming out here, what you want to get eyes on. You know, maybe you're planning for the blue and red scrimmage, the inter-team drill. The Bills are also having a practice with the Steelers.
A joint practice with the Steelers, yeah.
I saw that news while I was off, and I was mad about it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why is that? Because they're the Steelers?
No. because they're going to fight. That's what,
sure, they're going to fight. Oh, man. We need like a we do need like training camp bingo where one of the squares is gonna be I'm just ready to hit somebody else on another team.
Sure.
Or another one where when they're fighting, you think they're gonna fight the Steelers, they're gonna fight each other in there. And what are we gonna hear? It's gonna be that's good. You want that energy.
Yeah. They're gonna fight the Steelers, and by the time we get to that Steelers practice, I want to have a fantasy football league where we draft who's most likely to fight because they're gonna fight. These joint practices, all it is fights. Every time. Aaron Donald swung a helmet at a guy.
Two helmets. I think there's a picture of Aaron Donald out there at a joint practice with maybe the Bengals.
Yes.
And he's holding two Bengals helmets.
Swinging two helmets at guys and no suspension because they're like, well, that's practice. If that's a game, you're suspended for 2 weeks.
I remember being mad about that. Because the Bills were playing the Rams week one,
and
I remember thinking, if that dude did that anywhere else on earth, he would be. If he did it in an NFL regular season game, he would be suspended. If he did that out on the street, in public,
anywhere,
he would be arrested
but
and then
it's
suspended.
A joint practice.
Joint practice is the one place on earth that just all bets are off. You can do whatever you want.
Anything goes.
Anything goes at a joint practice.
Yeah. That's why I'm
all right. Now I'm looking forward to
I'm
this.
Immediately mad. When TJ Watt is going to put his helmet into the center of Josh Allen, there's going to be a fight.
Oh,
like,
my
just
gosh.
get ready for fights.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so we've got that coming up too. There's lots to get to here from Bills training camp. Of course, receiver is going to be
subject A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
absolutely.
We don't have to pretend there's a 1A, 1B.
No, it's one. It's absolutely one.
I logged on to ESPN.com this morning, and the front page is training camp previews. Now it's probably like curated for me in Buffalo, but what's the Bills training camp preview headline? Will Josh Allen connect with his new wide receivers?
Mm-hmm.
That's the story. And, you know, I know what we've said about all of it to this point.
Yep.
It'll be very interesting to track through the season because right now the Bills guys could be good. They could have a good receiving core. We just don't know. And I feel like if you're being honest about it, you can be optimistic and you can think maybe it will be better than what they've had if they hit on a couple of things. If Keon Coleman turns out to be good to great and Curtis Samuel unlocks what a lot of people have thought he's had and Shakir is Shakir, then you should be pretty good. I still don't think you're top 10.
Are you better than you were with that?
Probably not.
That's what you just kind of laid out is everything kind of hits.
Yeah. And
I still don't know if I'd feel comfortable saying they got better.
It depends, right?
That's like, how good Coleman, when you say Coleman kind of hits, how big of a hit is that?
That's right. And if we're going into the whole pass catcher conversation, all right, if I had a better receiving back in James Cook, who was pretty good at that last year outside of a couple of drops, and Kincaid over Dawson Knox, what his contributions were while the receivers were what they were the last couple of years, then overall, they could have a really good set of skill position support group for Josh Allen. It's the number one question. It's the number one thing to watch. And I wonder if Kincaid last year is part of the reason that Bills fans might have elevated expectations for Coleman. Like, Kincaid came in right away, and not necessarily in the first four or five games, but day one of training camp, it was...
He was flashing.
He was in.
Yeah.
It was the Dalton Kincaid show every single day.
Yep.
I can remember we'd sit here and, you know, whoever the guest of the day was from Rochester, Buffalo Media, like, what do you think? Is the Kincaid hype real? And the answer was consistently like, yeah, this guy... He's fluid. He's smooth.
Doesn't look like a rookie.
Nope.
Said a lot.
And he's a big part of their offense right away.
Yeah.
And then it took a couple of weeks in the regular season for that to get going. For Coleman, you know, Coleman is a walking, looks like a highlight reel receiver. Those basketball-style receivers that go up and get the ball. He's lanky. He plays fast. Like, he is one of those everybody looks good in shorts guys. And now with wide receiver DB matchups, let's see those. Let's see Keon Coleman against Christian Benford one-on-one. Seeing that every day is going to be a better look at where he is than mini-camp highlight catches where, you know, you're just kind of throwing the ball around a bit.
And I wonder, like, he could have a camp that is, you know, he does look like he has trouble getting open. Like, even in these one-on-ones, when he goes one-on-one with Douglas, one-on-one with Benford, it's, all right, this doesn't look great, but what you might have, like, Coleman to me could have an underwhelming training camp, and he makes six insane catches that all get thrown out on social media, and the perception of most fans that aren't here every day, like I would imagine most fans are not here every single day, would be, oh, man, Coleman must have great training camp, right? I'm seeing him every day. Every day I'm seeing a clip of some catch that he's making. And I don't know how accurate that's going to be of what he is going into the season, because there are, like, that's the thing we know he can do. That's not the question about him. The question of whether he's a good football player right away or not is going to come down to, does he get open? Can he play on the outside? Can he do all the things that the Bills are going to ask of him? Because if he's playing the X, like Brandon Bean said, I mean, Gabe Davis was their blocking receiver. He was someone that took the top off the defenses.
He played a ton of snaps. He was everything.
The most. He played more than Diggs did.
Yeah.
So how can he do all of that? And for that, man, you better be a pretty mature player coming in right away to handle that full workload. And then on top of it, you know, do some of the things that make you a different player than a Gabe Davis.
There's also, you know, there's the on-field stuff. And with Coleman, there's the off-field stuff, which has been nothing but a hit. The newest video of Keon Coleman,
signing his contract. Yeah.
You know, the phrase is protect this person at all costs.
Uh-huh.
Keon Coleman asking the Bills, if you haven't seen this video, it's incredible. How should I sign this? Do I sign my name, like my whole name? Do I sign it like an autograph?
Right.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Like, just, you want to hug this kid.
You're going to really want him to be a star player.
Yes.
It's going to be ultra disappointing if he's not a very good player. Because
we might still like him. It's okay to like people. And we might.
That's right. That's right.
We've had our share of those.
Yeah. I mean, I'm mentally bracing for there's going to be some growing pains, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's a rookie. I'd expect growing pains for a lot of the rookie receivers.
Yeah, that's right. Not the top ones. I probably wouldn't. But, yeah, the guys that went around Coleman, I figure that I would expect something similar for those guys, too.
803-0550. Ian, our first call. Ian in Attica. Good morning, Ian. Welcome to Bills training camp.
Good morning. Hey, guys. I was just wondering, I'm going to be representing the Army National Guard there today at one of the setup tents. And I was wondering, am I able to see the field from where the tents are, or I'm going to be able to see, you know, you guys or any players or anything?
It's a good question based on where that tent is, Ian. Thanks. Thank you. I don't know.
The hospitality tent that I'm looking at on the left here
is right by the field.
That tent's right by the field.
There's another series of tents. We haven't walked the full grounds to see, like, the experience where the, you know, kids jump over stuff and throw a football through a thing. So to see the field from where you might be difficult. I don't quite know. So apologies for not knowing the answer to that question. We've got the big grandstand here.
I can't imagine they're not going to have you out somewhere where you can see the field at some point, though.
Yeah.
You're not going to be closed off to seeing practice the entire time. And like we said, if it's this big tent that we're looking at on the left, and I don't know if it is or not, that's right up against the field. So, and that's the biggest one. The E.J. Manuel hospitality
tent. The E.J. Manuel commemorative hospitality tent. Yes, you got to see all the sights. I feel like, Joe, that it should be like at a golf course when they put the plaque for a guy hitting a famous shot in the fairway. There should be a plaque to commemorate the E.J. Manuel hospitality tent.
Uh-huh.
You take a picture next to it.
Yeah. I am totally in. Totally in.
803-0550 is our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. A lot of conversations about expectations, some news in the NFL, some big money deals going out there. Stafford gets redone, an extension in Minnesota for Christian Darrisaw, and the Kyle Shanahan-Bill Belichick marriage that isn't, but could have been, is definitely something interesting to talk about. We've got Jordan Poyer's comments about joining Miami, which were sobering, I think, for your Dolphins fan. We'll get you those. NFL Top 100 is rolling along. A rookie tight end makes an appearance.
Training camp contract stuff is kind of interesting going in. CeeDee Lamb was not on the plane that Dallas took to their training camp in Southern California. Tua declined to speak yesterday, the first day of Dolphins camp reporting.
Good.
He showed up without a contract, and I have seen Miami media and fans losing. They are at – Miami is in a internal war right now with each other because half the people feel like they are blasting the Dolphins – for letting it get to this point where they're showing up at camp with their quarterback not under contract, and the other half are fighting against that.
Yeah.
So Miami without Tua under contract as camp begins is super interesting.
CeeDee Lamb not at camp. Brandon Ayuk
did show up. Yeah.
He did show up indeed. 803-0550 1-888-550-2550. Thank you, Ian, for your service. Thank you for calling in as well. Give us a call. Who you're excited to see? I want to talk about the rookie tight end conversation. Last year's rookie, Sam Laporta, makes that top 100 list. You know, will we see Kincaid there and what he means for this offense this year? Because, of course, he goes from rookie contributor to linchpin with this group. Jeremy and Joe, plenty of coverage from training camp. We're here all morning, actually the rest of the week as well, on WGR Live from St. John Fisher.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.